Hello and welcome to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
Hi there, everybody. You've got to tune to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew here. Hi, I'm Robbie.
I'm Tom.
And Robbie, very nervously pointing at me because there was a huge gap in between that. Jordan's here as well.
The whole gang is here.
Woo! Okay, but we're actually not here. Okay, so we're also pre-recording this because we have a little secret. Jordan, would you like to set that up?
Sure. Even though both of your guys' secret, not mine, really happy to demean you guys like this. It brings me total pleasure to tell you, Sydney, that Tom and Robbie are going to be dressing up as Sherlock Holmes right now. Obviously, this is in the past, but as we speak, they're dressed as the old detective himself from the old British Isles, yeah? In an Optus headquarters in Australia. I don't know why. Probably because the CEO is some kind of psychopath. There is no reason to do that. To say, like, I want 5 of these Sherlocks. Yeah, but there was only 1. I don't care. And no watchage. None of that. Watchage was a sideshow at best. No one's going to argue with him saying that, yeah, well, he was a sideshow. He was supposed to be a side character.
By the way, these are our opinions. These don't necessarily reflect those of FBI Radio 94.5, just in their sense.
Sure that the CEO of Optus is a really nice guy. Yeah, also, might be one of the ostriches in one of the ads.
And you might be wondering, why is it that Robbie and I are willing to dress up as Sherlock Holmes and wander around for 7 hours handing out pamphlets to
it's
Optus
obvious why
stuff.
Robbie wants to do it. He's broke.
I'm also fairly broke, so it's a money thing.
Integrity out the window, money in the door.
Yeah, but we've realised that we actually know nothing about Sherlock Holmes, which is surprising because you just kind of assume you do, but it turns out, how do you impersonate Sherlock Holmes?
When you've never seen a single second.
Yeah, I've never watched any Sherlock Holmes. I know that he's British. Do you know anything about him?
I know that he's British as well. I think it was mid-1800s. He did the voice to the dragon from The Hobbit.
Come back. What do you mean mid-1800s?
You think Sherlock Holmes did the voice of the dragon?
Well, no.
The fictional character from 200 years ago.
Sorry, I should have stipulated the actor that I think has portrayed Sherlock Holmes. Who was an 1800s
That's all we're
man?
Asking for.
Do you think Sherlock Holmes really existed or not?
I think the latest film with Sir Ian McClellan probably
brought that character to life.
Do you know what? I would truly say so. And what do you think? As if that didn't do something for you in that way.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. But the ad.
Yeah.
You were like, Sherlock existed.
Yeah.
And this guy's doing an okay portrayal. It looks kind of boring. I'm not going to see it, but he existed.
True. So we're going to be kind of doing a prep run through right now of how we're going to approach this work gig that Robbie and I have of acting like Sherlock. So, Robbie, do you want to start off? So, I'm an Optus employee. I'm sitting at my laptop, working away, doing the numbers.
And I'm a raccoon that is going to give you a little slap in the nuts if you do a bad job.
Yeah.
Because as we all know, Optus is riddled with animals.
Yeah.
Okay, what seems to be the problem with this raccoon over here? I mean, where are you from? Excuse me, sir, do you know what the deal is with this?
Oh, this is nice. What are you dressed up as?
Oh, my name's Sherlock Holmes. I'm just walking around the building, passing out some flyers. But what's with these raccoons? Should I get on the case?
I don't think I like this. I don't think I like this performance.
What? My name's Sherlock. Watson, where's my Watson?
Okay. Translate it, Sherlock. I'll give you an extra $40.
I think I need to go downstairs. I think I need to go see some other employees.
That's how demeaning today, right now, is. So just understand that the two people you're hearing, two of the three people you're hearing right now are having an awful experience.
And also, think about it, for the same price that my rotating date in Centrepoint Tower will be for Valentine's Day. What I've just wasted in an hour and a half, these guys will get for an entire day of walking around going, hear ye, hear ye. Come take a gander at these great deals, yeah? Putting your eye through one of those huge magnifying glasses. Yeah.
And it should probably be also recognised that you're just imitating Michael Caine for that whole thing.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's not Sherlock. What about you on Monty? Do you reckon we can hear some of your Sherlock Holmes that you'll be doing right now at the Optus building?
For nobody that's ever heard, Tom is the best at impersonations. T-Man, do you want to take it away?
Do I ever? Yeah, all right. So, what's the situation? Put me in my environment and I'll adapt.
Okay, somebody at the Optus counter is going to the fridge to take out a Coke. And he's normally allowed to do that. But today, because you're feeling a little bit mischievous, you're going to say that that's a crime. And then you're going to catch him red-handed taking out the Coke.
Okay. All right. Uh-oh. Caught you.
Doing what? I'm just taking out a... This is what I do every day at 12. I'm quite a creature of habit. I know that this is illegal.
You're currently at a crime scene, and this is the crime scene, and you're taking...
This is my Coke. I bought this from home.
No.
It's not even one of the free company Cokes.
Ah, a clue.
Hey, look, I'm sorry for buttoning here, but I think Mr. Sherlock over here, he's got something going on here.
Why are you two Sherlocks always together? Can't you just be in separate areas? You're just having fun dressed as Sherlock Holmes in our building.
I will not be doing that. I will not be Sherlock by myself in that building.
Just take one of these flies, please, sir.
Yeah, two Sherlocks is so much better. One of us should pretend to be Watson.
It turns out that the CEO mistakes Sherlock Holmes because there's five of them with the Jackson 5. Why did you guys dressed up as that?
Yeah. Why would I want five Sherlocks? Of course I meant the Jackson 5. Someone's losing their job over there.
So what did you think of our impressions? Text in to 0409-945-945. Somebody's probably at the computer.
Receiving them.
Yeah.
But we will not be receiving them. Still, dying to hear.
Hey, well, life's a bitch, right? I mean, let's go to a song that's called Life's a Bitch.
Nice work, right?
Could you say that, Robbie? Yes, because he was introducing a song. It's in the rules.
See you in a second. You're listening to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Tom Matidudu and the Crocodile Crew. Hi there, guys. You've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. That was the song Life's a Bitch by Nas. The time is about 12:15 on a Monday afternoon. How did that sound all right to you guys?
You've definitely got that FBI very reluctant breathe in before you start speaking down to a pat.
Yeah,
I think you are a professional at that.
Yeah, very good at that kind of commercial sounding, perfect, no beats in your messaging. You get everything out.
You sound exactly like the 40-year-old I only ever hear in the cab because I never listen to Smooth FM. Yeah. Why do cabs like Smooth FM so much?
It's, I don't know, maybe you can go for longer listening to Smooth FM than other stations.
It's the most unoffensive background music, surely. That's the point of it, right?
And as three guys on FBI radio station, we highly recommend that you try it out.
So that's Smooth FM.
Would you guys like to try...
I hear it's really close to the dial of 94.5, so not that much effort to switch over.
All right, well, why don't we try you guys having the, speaking after the back announcement.
How about after the next song, we'll just introduce the next one.
How about you do what we discussed previously and not
you do
make
it on your toes
on the fly?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Jordan, you go.
What? Okay.
Did we discuss that I'd go next before?
Why are you scaring us? Why are you scaring us like this?
You're making this harder than it has to be.
I know.
Just intro the song, mate.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Life is a bitch. Hello, it's Jordan here on FBI 94.5 with you in your afternoon. And, yep, technically it is. That was a really good song by Nas, a little chunsky for you to get you in the mood for lunch. We're going to go straight into another hip-hop beat by Mr. Kanye West. Not one that you would expect, though. He's got a producer there that I think you'll find a little bit randy. But,
very good.
Okay. Okay. FBI 94.5.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. High five.
I got Robbie's official high five. There's nothing better in the world than the feel of that, and you don't get to. He's my friend.
It's quite a skill, isn't it, to just like be able to lay it down, you know, without any kind of stops.
Nothing but utter respect for any FBI radio host that you hear that never quivers or ums and ahs in between sentences.
Yeah, if you're driving right now, try it out. It's quite difficult.
Jesus. Especially while there's other people having a conversation over the top of that. Yeah. So, let's be very clear about this. We're not telling you to turn us off. We're actually encouraging you to turn it up and try it.
Yeah. You know? Or to smooth FM.
Go from easy on the video game to extra hard. Tom, say it as loudly as you want.
Okay. Play me out. And that was Life's a Bitch on 94.5 FBI Radio. Coming up, we've got some great new tuneskies. We're taking texts on 0409 945 945. This is FBI Radio.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet, definitely.
Did I mess up at all?
More emphasis on short.
Yeah.
That's not true, so though. There was a... If you were going to describe it as one of the palates on your tongue, sweet's fine.
All right, I know I said it was hard before, but it's actually surprisingly easy to do that.
I think because you stopped like as soon as it became slightly difficult.
Yeah, probably.
On top of that.
That's fair, actually, yeah.
It's very easy to say 15 words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robbie and I tried to go for a full 100.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm quite brief on the radio. I think people want to listen to music, none of this chatting.
Okay, well now we're going to hear about
a story I have. So... All right, so this is a game that we play where we try and work out if I'm lying or not. So, Jordan, this happened. This happened yesterday to me. Robbie was there. He's my witness. So he'll be able to confirm what's a lie and what's not a lie.
And because it's beach related, I have a cup of water with me. Yep. And if I believe that you're lying, I'm going to throw it at you. So regardless of what the end result is of whether or not I think you're lying, I'm just going to say that you are lying so I can throw the water at you.
And it's very temperate, like this environment that's not suited
for water.
To that liquid, yeah.
And you might be thinking this is a terrible sounding game.
Cannot run into us because this happened days ago.
This is pre-recorded if you are just tuning in. All right, so my story is the following. I was yesterday at the beach. I was on the phone to you, actually. We were talking on the phone.
I don't remember that. It's sounding like a bit of a foppity-pop-pop to me.
So, we're talking on the phone for about, you know, half an hour, something like that. Just doing business, talking shop.
Because I remember explicitly that it was 25 minutes.
All right.
So, you're already exaggerating.
All right. That might... Okay. 25 minutes. I notice out in the ocean, oh my God, is that a fin? I see a fin out in the ocean. I'm like, gotta go, Jordan. Talk to you later. We hang up. I run out into the ocean. I keep swimming towards this fin. I think it's, you know, it's a dolphin. I get to it and I look under the water and there's just thousands upon thousands of fish. What's the matter, Robbie? why are you shaking?
Just continue.
Because he's just figured out the other reason why we approved this story is to throw water at you. Because it's such a boring story.
No, it actually was quite amazing. I've never had it happen.
All right, finish it.
All right, come on. I ducked under the water and there was like one of those walls of bait fish. And there was these two guys that had also swum out. There was dolphins feeding on fish in the middle of the ocean. And there was also seals feeding on the fish.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was... And one brushed under me and rubbed against my leg as it was going to eat some fish. Or a dolphin. I'm not sure which. And I suddenly got really scared because
I
was...
You could tell the difference between fur and what is a wetsuit.
Well, like... No,
underwater, though.
No, underwater. It's very slick, kind of... Yeah. It was probably a dolphin, I think. But anyway, I got really scared because I was pretty much in this bait fish like ball of chaos where all these fish were getting eaten by seals and dolphins. So I started to swim, like try and get away a bit because it was quite scary because I thought a shark might come. And that's my story.
Oh, did you? Because, Tom, I know that you're quite a brave man.
It doesn't sound like you. Truth or fiction?
You know what? I think you're a dirty, liar, pants on fire, and your Take pants your need to Take be thrown off. Out or at least drenched in some kind of liquid.
Oh, no. His phone.
My phone.
Go to Sorry, a song. Go to a song. His pants. Is your phone okay? I didn't want to touch any of the electrical
stuff. Just go to a song.
Okay, we're going to play World Princess Part 2 by Grimes now from her album Art Angels. You're listening to FBI Radio 94.5.
Looks like you went to bed, nerd.
Hi there. You've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Your boy's Tom Monty Doodoo on your dial. That was World Princess Part 2 by Grimes from her fantastic album Art Angels.
Yeah, if I were to give it a recommendation on her album, I'd say good song.
Yeah, that was good. I liked that one. Haven't heard that.
Good.
Yeah. Most of the songs that we play here, I'm going to be honest, I hate. But that's because we asked the music director to give us the songs that he personally doesn't like.
But not this one. He could like this. Do you reckon?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's all pre-recorded songs this week.
Yeah.
Again, we're not here.
We are being Sherlock, handing out flyers. Well, me, Robbie, and Tom are doing that.
This is in the past. This is really like you watching a YouTube clip of, I can't believe it. They're actually dancing on the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Great impression.
Just only within a day or two of that, instead of 20 years, 30 years.
Whatever, man. Past right. is past.
We're talking...
You can't touch it.
We're doing a favourite that has become very popular in the long run that we've had this show.
For extremely inexplicable reasons. Why does everyone keep demanding this segment back that we honestly put on here to annoy the audience?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
The Baja men mean only one thing on this show. Dog faces. It's back with a binge. Woof.
So, Jordan, tell us about your dog experience. The game we played, by the way, a couple of weeks ago was Jordan thought it would be an awesome bit of radio to visually show us two different dog expressions. Oh, no, we just explained what our favourite dog expression is and why.
And mimed it out.
And mimed it out.
On radio.
On the radio.
An explicitly non-visual medium.
For instance, a tilt of the head.
And then we asked people if they wanted it again, and they did.
And it was a resounding yes.
A shocking yes. So, Jordan, tell us this kind of dog-related event.
So basically, in that previous story, which we found out, Tom got his pants wet for no reason other than radio gaggery, but...
All true.
100%. He was swimming around with seals, dolphins, fish, the whole ecosystem, while at the same time, at that exact moment, the land seal, otherwise known as a dog, came into my house. There's always animals walking into my house. They must think that it's an abandoned cave. I don't blame them. Mm. It's dank in there. Not in the mean term either, the old expression.
Wet.
Yeah, wet, damp. Sometimes I'll just be on my bed and I'll think that I've got a doona on front of me. No, it's just an old piece of bread that's mouldy. So I'm in there. The dog's obviously sniffed out this mouldy bread. So he's walked into the house over the moon to see another human being. That's what's great about a dog. He's never met me in my entire life. Instantly. Best friend forever.
The way he was describing it on the phone, though, was as though it was a wild animal had entered his house, but he kept saying how it was a chihuahua. It just makes no... Like, a chihuahua is not a wild animal.
Because I'm sure that it was mixed with Pomeranian. It just looked like the world's happiest lion.
Yeah. Like, it...
It's not the smallest, however. There is a smaller lion, inexplicably.
So, what happened with the dog?
So I was talking to you barely. There was a point where you heard so much giggling and kerfuffery in the background that you actually said, "What's going on over there?"
Yeah. Are you listening to anything I'm saying?
To which my response was, "I'm sorry, Tom, it's just too much fun in here at the moment. I can't pay attention." This dog was demanding that I chase him. Mm. Who doesn't love that? Someone yeah. being like, "You can't catch me." Best game ever to play. Played that for 2 hours straight. He got tired, came into the house, gave him some water. We sat there. I thought about using his head as a pillow, but I thought, no, that's really only homeless people use that with dead rats. This is too small. It's not really a dog. It's more close to a vermin-like size.
Yeah, that's not your dog. And yeah,
a lot of problems with that theory. Really glad I didn't opt for my first thought. Mm. So instead, I hear that there's this whistle, this distant whistle. The dog pricks up its ears. It's obviously its owner, after 2 hours, has gone, "Oh, yeah, where did Ginger go?" That was when he noticed first. Second whistle. Then the dog looks at me, does this expression.
Jordan goes, "This is where the top
dog
of his
face
head forward.
The segment comes into power."
Yeah, explain the
really
expression.
Really shows its flares as a great segment.
For radio.
For again. FBI 94.5 specifically.
The look was kind of like the dog leaning forward and saying, "Really?" Kind of like tilting the front of your forehead forward.
Almost
a curious
like,
expression.
Almost like Leonardo DiCaprio's famously memed expression from The Great Gatsby, where he holds his drink up towards the camera in a, okay, he's going, "Come to my party, maybe, if you like."
Kind of like a welcoming expression, I suppose.
And yeah,
kind of welcoming.
Right. Well, that's not what I was describing at all.
Right.
right. He was actually asking me, in my mind at least, "I really enjoyed playing with you for the last 2 hours, but can I go home now?"
And you said, "Sure, mate."
I actually said to the dog, again, I'm well aware that they can't speak English, I said, "Yeah, go on, get out of here."
Oh my God, you're like a 40-year-old man.
And what did it do, Jordan?
Ran out the door. Never saw him again. But at least he asked.
At least he asked.
It was
so
a polite dog.
Yeah.
This is what I'm wondering. Do you think that dogs can be polite?
A resounding no.
No, I think dogs can be polite.
I think they can be polite if you train them just to do things for certain stimulus. But I don't think the dog...
Yeah. What if he was it's trained to
argue
have
about
manners?
This all the time.
Aren't you trained to have manners, Tom?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you're smarter than a Chihuahua / Pomeranian?
I think that your thought that the dog was saying cheers for the 2 hour play, but I got to go home now, like you having a play date in year two, is not at all what happened.
Why was it looking so curious?
It wasn't. Why is curiosity linked to it saying cheers for the play?
Cheers.
It's like,
yeah, I really appreciate this, but can I go home now?
It was probably just really confused. It's like thinking that maybe it was weighing up the options. Would it be better to stay
who's
with
my
you?
Master now? Who's my master now?
Yeah, who's the head of the pack? Maybe.
I feel really betrayed. Yeah, obviously it was a dog that was about 5 years old. I gave it the time of its life.
Yeah, yeah, and it
forgot me
Ginger.
Like that.
Yeah.
As if we'd just known each other for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, get out of here, Ginger, you bastard.
I can't believe you let it hang out for that long. If I found the dog, I would call the owner straight away. I would not just like play chases with it for 2 hours.
Okay, I'm going to ask this. Did you even look at the collar?
Nah.
I knew it. Oh my Lord.
What did you call it? It had a delightful little scarf. I love how this is a trend around Sydney.
It had human clothes on.
If you have a dog that is about the same size as a meerkat, it has to be illegal for you. Just like we put in the lockout laws, Mike Baird, you're already on a roll of tyranny. Please instill this. You have to give your dog either a little blue or red collar so it looks like they're the cuddliest members of the Crypt and the Blood. Which son do they own?
Oh, my God. Wow. All right.
Long you don't agree with that?
Oh, God.
Jeez, you just love saying no.
We what did you call it, Jordan? If you didn't look at its collar,
did you
it
name just it? Looks like a Henry to me. I always imagine and call him to FBI, seeing as we're not here, and complain all you like. But if your name's Henry, I always imagine that you have a massive forehead.
Fair enough. Actually.
Did the dog have a big forehead?
Yeah, it's a Chihuahua.
Yeah, right. Do dogs have foreheads? I guess they do.
All right. Okay. Is there...
that this has gone way beyond the realms of dog chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was that was our favourite.
Well, that's not dog face. That's dog head. Wait your turn, Tom. Yeah.
That was Dog Faces on the Radio, a staple for Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew, who you're listening to now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM.
And we love this show being democratic. If you want it coming back, you have to show your support.
So text in.
On 0409 945 945. That was incredible. Did you see that? I said something, then you said something straight away, and then you finished it.
It was that improv game where we say one word each and do a sentence.
Yeah, yes. Always say yes and improv, yes, don't you? Yeah.
And that's what happened.
And now
we know who's there. What a surprise from Tom. Yeah.
Would you guys like to hear...
I hate improv.
Would you like to hear a song?
Yeah. Yes, sure, Robbie.
Yeah,
thank
lay
you.
It on us.
Okay, well, this one's called Emotional Mugger / Leopard Priestess, and it's by Ty Segall from his most recent album, Emotional Mugger.
Great. Don't know who any one of those people are.
Hi there, you've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5. That was the song Emotional Mugger / Leopard Priestess from Ty Segall's latest project, Emotional Mugger.
So, as we all know, or if you listen to the Friendly Geordies podcast, you'd know that Robbie loves impersonations, which, almost a little too much. He's one of those people that will watch those videos, 15 impersonations in 15 seconds, or 70 celebrity impersonations in 70 seconds.
He's a super fan.
Yeah.
And we always see really Christian people from other countries always have the top comment at the bottom of those kind of segments where they say something extremely positive.
Yeah.
It's that kind of audience.
So, Robbie would like to make impersonations for us in a segment that we call... What is it? Knock,
okay,
knock.
No, it's so it's called Who's There with Robbie. Yeah. And this is what I consider to be a trailblazing segment for 2016 for Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew. I think we'll be seeing a lot more impression-based segments pop up around the place.
Yes.
All right, we'll throw it at us. Let's see if it's any good.
Okay. So last time I did Gene Wilder from...
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Okay. So I says to myself, $5, $5, what do you think about that? $5, come here, baby, $5.
Awful.
Well, you don't know who is it. Do you know who it is?
Yes, because you tout this all the time. It's pretty much the only impression that you give out, apart from Gene Wilder, and both of them don't sound like it at all. But you just say, this is my point, as with last week, you're just saying quotes in a stupid voice where you scribble up your face and make yourself look like an anus, and you think that that can pass as an imitation. It's just a quote.
Oh, well.
He's doing Jack Nicholson, if anyone hasn't gathered
he's
that.
He's done such films as The Shining.
I'm sure, actually, that...
About
I bet
Schmidt.
Yeah, I'd be really...
The bucket list.
What percentage, Robbie, do you think of listeners got that?
That might not have been my best version of that one, to be honest. But I think I did it a good crack. What percentage? I'm going to say 90%.
Got that.
Would have got
I'm
that.
I'm going to say 10%.
I'm going to say 90% because he's a star the world over, and that impression was pretty good.
All right. Well.
sorry, my phone's just going that on. That's really unprofessional. Let me just see.
Okay, this is being pre-recorded. Okay, we are not...
Oh, it's my friend Joe. Should I answer it? Live on 94FBI5?
No, probably not.
Okay, I'll just press reject.
Okay.
I won't turn it off, though, and it'll probably ring back soon. So stay tuned for that. Also, in this segment, that's pretty much it. That was the
well,
end
that
of
was it.
You so, just impersonating Jack Nicholson.
So you just heard...
Not very well.
Who's There with Robbie. And that's going to be a recurring impression-based segment where I'm going to throw out all my best bits and hopefully give you some tips as to how you can yourself become good at impressions.
All right, so now we're going to be doing Robbie. You yesterday did something a little bit embarrassing, a bit uncomfortable. What did you do?
Well, I went up to some girls and just tried to see if they would like to go on a date or something like that. And
this was back in Kiama, and apparently the place where 20-year-olds hang out there, due to a serious dearth of clubs, I'm imagining,
yep,
is the playground.
Yeah, it's a park.
Still, 15 years after we all gave that place up.
Yeah, so Rob is an aspiring pickup artist.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry. Yeah. I have to
He's
stop.
Not aspiring. There's nothing aspiring about his game.
No, I'm not even... come on.
He's trying to become a PUA.
No, that's not true.
He is a PUA.
No.
Self-proclaimed. I mean, he refuses now, but he's just shy.
All right, Robbie, let's play your... This is a bit of advice for any lonely guys out there. If you want to get some tips about how to chat to the ladies, here it is.
Specifically in a playground for some absurd reason. If you ever find yourself there, this is the audio for you.
Ahoy there! Ahoy there!
So this is me at the top of a playground.
Pretending to be a pirate and running then for 50 metres.
Going down the slide and then running.
Towards these two girls.
Good. Are you from Kiama?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You got Nutella there? That's good. Do you like Nutella?
Yeah.
Does it have your name on it?
No.
No, okay. What is there to do in Kiama that's good?
Nothing.
Nothing. There's nothing here.
No. Oh. Nah, it's not really good for young people.
Okay, alright. Did you guys hear about those gravitational waves that they discovered? Rich today? No? The science?
No.
You didn't hear about it? Okay. It's pretty interesting. It's,
That's an okay to that.
What are you doing? Just chilling out?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Great.
It's all okay.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just going to say hello.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Sorry.
Have a good one. All right.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye.
So that was...
You're getting better, Robbie.
He ran back to us defeated, and then we're like, Robbie, you have to go back. You have to give it another shot. And they're getting up. They're leaving, Robbie. Quick, run over. So he ran back over to them and tried a second time. Never give up.
Poked you.
Hi, we met before. Sorry. Do you guys like to go see a film tonight or a
movie? Oh no, we're about to go home.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, cool. Have you seen Steve Jobs? No, it's okay. It's pretty good. Okay, see you guys. Bye. A drink? Maybe a drink or no? Okay, all right, no. All right, that's fine.
God.
Too many questions.
I'm sorry,
man. I think you don't understand that when you're picking up, there's a difference between human interaction and an online quiz.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Sound like you were conducting a survey. But yeah, I'm really sorry.
With very strange questions. The survey's just, do you know this random assortment of facts?
Yeah. And that's why they call me the Golden Dragon.
That's it.
I can't believe that you're... you've been doing this for 48 weeks now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You haven't gotten a girlfriend out of this yet. You've just had a few dates that died pretty quickly, purely because we were begging people on air to date you, which is what we're doing right now.
Okay, so if anyone wants to date Robbie, call him. Taking calls.
If you want to get the Quizmaster experience.
No, yeah, text in at 0409945945. We won't receive this because, once again, we're pre-recording this, but we will receive the messages. We just won't
take
it home.
We'll just ignore all the other ones, though.
Yeah, so if you want to date Robbie, go on a date. Please go on a date. It'd be awesome. All right, song.
Okay, that was something.
Every week. I don't know why in the radio show you want to deprecate yourself to a level that you don't even do on the podcast, and you go pretty low on that.
I just realised...
How low will he go?
That wasn't really good audio,
We should change this name from Tom Monty Dudo and the Crocodile Crew to Rubbish Limbo Stick.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a song called Till It's Done 2-2 by D'Angelo and the Vanguard's fantastic album, Black Messiah. We'll see you in a few. Hi there, you've got it tuned to FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew with you. That was Till It's Done 2-2 by D'Angelo and the Vanguard from their fantastic album, Black Messiah.
Very odd occurrences happening here in the studio. Just before that song cut out, we were talking about, yeah, you should just come over and we'll have a magic card gathering party.
Magic the Gathering.
Thanks for the correction, Tom. Really good that you know what that card game is that I think was big with nerds in year seven that were scared of the sun and instead decided to spend their lunches in the library playing a grown-up version of Pokemon cards.
Was big. It still is. It's massive.
It is huge. And we're going to have a little run-through of it with our friends this week. So,
but the essence of it is that Robbie, our sound guy, looks like a Nordic Viking man that would hide on the boat and scream, "Stop killing each other!" when everyone runs over the top. He is currently shirtless and he's talking about magic cards, and he's also talking about science. Just a very odd higgledy-piggledy sort of events that just occurred.
More specifically, gravitational waves, which have been discovered by scientists, and fully round out Einstein's theory of relativity, perhaps the greatest discovery in the last century. Tom, would you agree?
I would agree for sure. It is a massive discovery. And it was very upsetting to see Channel 7 News take it as just this joke story. It was, like, infuriating watching it, where they go from just serious story, and then they say, oh, and a bit of quirky news. Here's this little report here about this quirky scientific discovery. And then they had, you know, the animatronics, animations of, you know, black holes exploding and stuff. And then they finish saying, so, yeah, it basically confirms everything Einstein was saying. And, yeah, it's probably the most important discovery in the last 100 years. So, anyway.
And that's in space. Yeah. And then they have the guy sort of disappear, and they have all these graphic effects to make it really pithy, and it was absolute bullshit to see that, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was awful.
Very annoying. Like, take that seriously.
I know,
very serious thing.
And then
that's great, because then after that she would have been like, and just a current update, Princess Kate is currently eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
And she says that no, it's not the best sandwich she's ever had. So.
Yeah.
No, do you know what they did after that? Is they praised the purchase of some really expensive helicopter for the army, and sort of showed that
and they were impressed by that helicopter.
They interviewed the people on the boat and being like, and the army people were saying, yeah, it really helps our job a lot. And everyone's like, yeah, great, great.
Yeah, this new aircraft carrier, like a huge ship.
Well, it was just a helicopter for it, wasn't it?
I thought they purchased the entire ship. Anyway, whatever.
Channel 7 with their war machine agenda.
Yeah.
But yeah, very frustrating, because it's such an awesome discovery. It's crazy.
Mm.
But yeah, so basically it's about gravity. And we're going to test that today on Robbie's chest.
Oh, yeah.
With a segment that Tom was obviously searching for in his head. And I'm really glad that he took a while to do it, because I found it. It's called Robbie's Lab.
Yeah. So scientists discovered gravitational waves by using this huge machine where they measured a laser beam that would grow or shrink in size because of the physical warping of space-time.
We just spent the last 3 minutes denigrating Channel 7 for not taking this seriously. We're currently playing Donkey Kong's music map.
We actually are.
Yeah, what a hypocrite.
And Robbie is shirtless. And we're only discussing this so he could drop an egg on Robbie's chest.
Yeah, it was just I really want to talk about this today, guys. And then it's well, you got to make it interesting. How are we going to make it fun?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to drop an egg onto Robbie's chest. And if it cracks, then gravity exists.
And we've really proven that Einstein's theory works.
Yeah, you want real science? Here it is.
Okay, in a way that we could all understand, but we didn't have an apple, so we're just going to throw the closest spherical-like object we had in the radio station. Again, if we were on air, I'm sure that the music director would be running in here saying, no, we really don't want this place smelling like an off Pavlova for the next 6 months. Tom is in the position optimal for dropping it on Robbie's chest. Three, two, one. Make science go now!
Wait, go again.
It didn't work! Gravity doesn't exist! No, he's trying it again!
Oh, crack!
We did it!
We've got gravitational waves! We have the wave!
Egg on your face, doubters of gravity!
It's a thing!
And yeah, that's the end of the show! Shame on you, Channel 7, for making light of this!
Okay, we'd like to thank FBI 94.5 FM for having us. Anyway, this is Tom Montedudo and the Crocodile Crew.
Just really, we know we should be appreciative, but you can tell that we're not. See you next week, FBI and the rest of the gang.
This is No One's Bothered by Sleaford Moz from their album Key Markets. See you next week.